Florida Governor Rick Scott delivers his annual State of the State address Tuesday, signaling the start of the 2014 legislative session. Again this year, Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford have joined together on a priority agenda. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports legislation included in the five-point work plan is well underway.
These are issues that rise above politics, and we think they can get done, they must get done, we will get them done.
That's a confident Senate President Gates, assuring passage of legislation included in the work plan. He says that's because the issues they've chosen are so important, they should not be bogged down by turf issues between the two major parties or between the House and Senate chambers. Topping their list is a plan to expand economic opportunity through education. Gates says their goal is to, quote, double down on previous legislation linking classroom education to real job requirements so that students can earn industry certifications.
We want to make it possible for students to satisfy graduation requirements, get college and university credits at the same time they're earning industry certifications, and make it possible for them to move through those certifications, whether in culinary arts, IT, aerospace, bioengineering, in any of the 240 fields where we have them. We want them to be able to move through as fast as they can.
And that means not holding students to a metric of 180 days, as the education system does now. Now, other proposed education measures include raising the cap for Florida's tax credit scholarship program and holding the line on college tuition, with no increase planned for 2015. Also proposed is performance-based funding for higher education. Such a funding model would not bode well for the University of West Florida, which has failed to meet proposed minimum standards. President Judy Bents will discuss the impact on UWF at a town hall Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. Meantime, another priority of the joint House and Senate work plan is a new GI Bill for Florida, which, says Gates, will expand educational opportunities and benefits for active duty military and veterans in the state.
Provide free tuition to our National Guardsmen through online instruction, and also would provide more support to buffer our bases and our missions so that they don't have geographic problems in staying in our area. Plus, we want to make it more possible for our older veterans who need nursing home care to have access to a veterans nursing home in our state.
And that brings us to work plan priority number 3, which calls for protecting the most vulnerable residents in the state. That includes additional nursing home reform for the elderly, as well as child welfare reform.
I was shocked to learn that 598 serial sexually violent predators have slipped through the cracks of the Florida criminal justice and civil commitment systems and have reoffended, gone back out and committed other heinous acts. And so as a consequence of that, what we want to do is have a mandatory minimum of 50 years for sexually violent predators.
Senate President Gates, Senator Greg Evers of Baker, and other bill sponsors will gather Tuesday afternoon, day one of the session, to take up the sexual offender legislation. The proposed bills would include safeguards such as extending monitoring after release, funding expansion of the Guardian Ad Litem program, increased funding for child advocacy centers, and better regulations addressing human trafficking. Additionally, the House and Senate are on a page with Governor Rick Scott in the work plan priority to provide $500 million in tax cuts. Those tax cuts would come primarily in the form of lower vehicle registration fees. And the final priority in the five-point plan is continued reform of the state's ethics laws and retirement system. Senate President Gates believes members of the House and Senate will come together to pass their priority legislation, and he says they're generally in line with the governor in areas such as funding for tourism promotion and for education K-12.
Although I don't see much funding increase for higher education by the governor, Speaker Weatherford and I want to increase funding for higher education, but we want to tie it to performance We want to tie it to graduation rates and are people getting jobs when they graduate.
Again, that issue will be the topic of a town hall by UWF President Judy Bents beginning at 11 tomorrow, following Governor Scott's State of the State address and the opening of the 2014 legislative session. Other bills of note would address the flood insurance crisis in Florida, allow medical marijuana in certain cases, provide easier application for concealed weapons permits, and raise the speed limit on rural interstate highways to 75 miles an hour. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.